It's time for girls basketball on KGYM Radio, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Let's go courtside and join former coach Steve Dozer with the analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM sports director Scott Unash.
And good Tuesday night, everyone, and welcome live to Cedar Rapids Prairie High School as we get ready for Mississippi Valley Conference girls basketball here on this Tuesday. And we've got an old rivalry renewed, the only meeting of the year in 2015-2016 between the Cedar Rapids Jefferson Jayhawks and the Cedar Rapids Prairie Hawks as they battle for Southwest Side and West Side supremacy here on the Prairie basketball court tonight. Scott Unash along with Coach Steve Dozier here courtside as we get ready for the Jayhawks and Cedar Rapids Prairie. Jeff comes in 3-2 on the year and a perfect 2-0 in the Mississippi Valley Conference. Right now they are in a tie, a five-way tie early on in the lead in the Valley Division of the MVC. Meanwhile, Cedar Rapids Prairie comes in 2-2 overall. They are 0-2 on the Mississippi side of things in the conference. Two teams know each other well. Two teams that are much improved from last year, and I think we're going to have a pretty darn good game tonight.
I do too. I think both teams are evenly matched, and I think they're both in the same boat. Last year they had a new coach at Prairie, just trying to get some things figured out, and you know, had their struggles along the way. And now you're seeing an improved Prairie team. Last year Jefferson, same deal. Then they had the transfer went over to Lindmar Olinger, and they kind of had to grow from that experience, and both teams have grown greatly since last year and much improved. So I think we're going to be in for a heck of a match tonight.
We saw Prairie, of course, on Saturday afternoon when they took care of things against a very good Marion team. A lot of confidence, and the night prior to that almost knocked off top 10 rated Cedar Falls in Class 5A. So this is a Prairie team that's riding sky high. And as far as Jefferson is concerned, the Jayhawks with a 2-0 start in the conference, wins against Dubuque Hempstead and then on the road at Waterloo East. They played West Des Moines Valley pretty tough on Saturday. The Valley Tigers coming to town had a five-point game at halftime before losing that one 80-60. So, both these teams coming in on a little bit of an uptick as we come into this Tuesday nighter.
Yeah, and both coaches are pleased where they're at. They're pleased with the progress, and I think they're both going to find similar experiences up to this point. Things don't get any easier for Jefferson after this. They have City High, Waterloo West, Xavier, and Iowa City West. So this will be a good game tonight to get that, you know, with those next four games coming up for them. That's going to be a tough schedule. So it starts tonight for them.
It really does. And for Prairie, they will turn around the next two games and go to Dubuque. They got to go to Senior on Friday night and then turn around and go to Wallard on Tuesday night.
I tell you, as a coach, you looked at the schedule and the first thing you looked at is how many times do we go to Dubuque? So, and they have two in a row, so that's even worse. So those are tough.
High school basketball on this Tuesday night, Mississippi Valley Conference girls, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Check them out at firstfedcu.com. And a big thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Charleston, everybody over at First Federal. You can check them out at their Cedar Rapids location. Give them a call at 362-3171 or call them in Hiawatha at 743-7806. And the Jefferson Jayhawks, we mentioned they come in at 3-2, Prairie at 2-2. This Jefferson team, of course, led by Kennedy Dighton, 13.8 points per game, and it's a different look, different Kennedy Dighton this year. We've seen her post up in the inside most of their first 2 years as a Jayhawk. Now she's floating around more. She'll go outside. She'll hit some three-pointers for you. She'll hit the mid-range jumper, and she can still go down and post up if she's got a good matchup down there.
Well, I saw her play in eighth grade, and I'm seeing this tall girl shoot threes and move and cut, and I'm like, who is this kid? And she's only a junior. She's been playing full 32 minutes a game since her freshman year, so she's a seasoned veteran. And I've seen her outside. That's not going to be new to her, though. I think she'll adjust very well.
And Olivia Usher, of course, leading Prairie at 11.3 points per game, a senior. had a terrific game Saturday, especially on the defensive side against Chloe Rice of Marion. It'll be interesting to see who Usher's going to pick up in this game. We may see Usher guard Kennedy Dighton a little bit tonight. So that's going to be, if that happens, that's going to be paramount to both teams.
Yeah, I can see that matchup, or possibly Jenna Wagamaster matching up with her with the long arms. But, you know, their little Jefferson is a little taller than he's had before. You know, Jason likes his good, you know, Coach Edward likes his size. He's going to play 9 or 10 girls. That's something, if you look back, Jefferson never traditionally played 9 or 10 girls. It's always been 7 or 8 at the most. And so he's going to look at, you know, 9 or 10 girls this year. And so he likes his young depth and he likes his size. So those are two good combinations. And I think Prayer, you're going to see the same thing. They've been playing 9 or 10 kids, not as many maybe as Marion is. They did the other night against Marion, but I think you're going to see Prairie do the 9 or 10. So it's going to be a fairly even, on paper anyway, pretty even match.
Now, one notation we should let you know about that, Jefferson is going to be without Erin Kuba tonight. She had a little bit of a freak injury in practice last night, and she is in street clothes this evening.
Yeah, that's going to change things, because anytime you lose a person that has varsity time, is a great... you know, in the mix with those kids, she plays a lot and she's one of their key cogs. So yeah, that they'll have to adjust, but when you're playing 9 or 10, it's the adjustment may be not as big as you would have had maybe 2 years ago or last year even.
You got Jefferson, you got a lot of youngsters, four juniors in the starting lineup, and then you bring a freshman off the bench and Kaylee Donner. You can go a couple more freshmen, as a matter of fact. Sparkle Melton's going to get some more playing time for the Jayhawks in the absence of Erin Kuba in this one tonight. And then you take a look at Prairie, and they've got some youngsters as well, especially Sarah Schmidt, starting as a freshman at the guard position. And she's been rock steady so far in the first handful of games.
Boy, Sarah has really improved. She's played a lot of high competitive AAU ball, so this is not new to her. The only part that for her is just some just young growth that you have as a young player, but physically, basketball skill-wise, she's very good, and she's going to be a fun one to watch. So this will be a nice matchup with some freshmen that are going to see some extended time tonight, and two good freshmen at that, so that'll be fun.
Jefferson averaging mid-50s, 55, just under 55 points a game, and Prairie in the high 40s so far this year. Jefferson shot it a lot better than Prairie. Well, when you've got Kennedy Dighton at 53%, you know, your shooting percentage of the team is going to be pretty good, and they shoot it at 42%. And Jefferson will shoot some more three-pointers than the Prairie Hawks will. And a little bit better assist team Jefferson is. So far on the year, Jefferson averaging about 13 assists per game. That's not too bad for a high school team.
No, that is not bad at all. We always look at anything over, you know, 10 is pretty good, and anything over 12, you're pushing the really good distribution of the ball. And Jason said he loves the team chemistry, likes that they all play well together, and you're going to see a more transitional team this year, too. They're going to push the ball more in transition, and so... Yeah, I think it's, and you are going to see a lot of threes. They didn't hesitate last year throwing up the three, so I think you're going to see more of that.
Jefferson and Prairie set to go at it here tonight. The other games in the Mississippi Valley Conference, it's a full slate of girls' games. You've got Kennedy at Waterloo East tonight. Linmar has to take the Dubuque trip tonight. They go up to Dubuque Hempstead. Cedar Falls is at Washington. Undefeated teams going at it right there early in the season. Iowa City West is at Xavier. That is always a knockdown, drag-out affair with B.J. Mayer and Tom Lilly going at it. And they've been going at it since Spirit Lake Xavier days.
Yes, a lot of good battles back then. I saw Coach Lilly at a youth tournament, and I'm like, what are you doing here? And they're watching his young Bulldogs, and that's what it is. You got to get involved with the youth, and so that'll be a good matchup.
Dubuque Senior is at Waterloo West tonight, and Dubuque Wallard makes the long trip down to Iowa City High for their matchup in the MVC coming up tonight. So that's the way things look as we get closer and closer to tip-off here of high school basketball, presented by First Federal Credit Union, as we get ready for Cedar Rapids Jefferson and Cedar Rapids Prairie. And we were talking with Josh Bentley before the game. He said, you know what, the girls told me when I came here, and I'm sure it's the same, and I know it's the same for Jefferson. There are two teams you want to beat if you're a Prairie Hawk, and it's the Jefferson Jayhawks and the Linmar Lions.
It is.
They get one of them tonight.
Absolutely. Those are two teams you just I remember the first time when I got here years ago, just beating Jefferson that first time. I mean, it is. It's a rival. They're just down the street, and it's the mini Kolach Bowl, so to speak.
The indoor Kolach Bowl.
So, yeah, this is Linmar, Jefferson. Those are two teams you definitely look at the schedule and want to play your best at.
Yeah, so this will be a fun one and a pretty good crowd on hand here tonight on a Tuesday night for girls MVC basketball. Let's go ahead and set our starting lineups. They're brought to you by Skogman Carlson Insurance, 3700 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids, for home, auto, farm, life, and for health insurance. For the visitors, the Jefferson Jayhawks, 3-2 on the year and 2-0 in the Valley Division of the MVC. They will go with the three-guard lineup and includes number 21, Kylie Wise. Wise, a 5'7 junior, averaging 9 points per game and shooting 56% from three-point land. Also at a guard, it'll be number 13, Avery Guy, a 5'5 junior, and Guy averaging 6.6 points and almost 5.5 assists per game. Also at a guard, it'll be number 11, Sam Kitterman, 5'6 senior, terrific defender, averaging just under 2 points per game and almost two steals per contest. And we'll get the rest after the national anthem. For Jefferson, the three guards, Kylie Wise, Avery Guy, and Sam Kitterman. And up front for the Jayhawks, it'll be number 41, Kennedy Dighton, 6'1 and a junior, leading scorer, leading rebounder, one of the top rebounders, in fact, in Class 4A, 13.8 points and 9 rebounds a game. And also up front at center, 43, Emily Oler, 6'1 and a junior, 9.6 points and about 3.5 rebounds per game. The head coach for the Jefferson Jayhawks is Jason Edwards. Now the Skogman Carlson Insurance starting lineup for the Prairie Hawks. 2-2 on the year and 0-2 in the MVC. For Prairie, to forward, their leading scorer and rebounder, or second leading rebounder, we should say, number 25, Olivia Usher, 5'9 and a senior, 11.3 points and 4 rebounds a game to go along with 2 assists. Also at a forward, number 30, Jenna Wagamaster, 6'1 and a sophomore, 6.3 points and a team-high 7 boards per game. Center will be number 42, Mackenzie Stauffer, at 6'1 and a senior, and a Stauffer, 4.5 points per game. And the guards, number 4, Lindsay Altenhofen, 5'6 and a senior, second leading scorer, 6.8 points, 41% from three-point land for Altenhofen. And number 20, Sarah Schmidt, 5'6 freshman guard, and Schmidt on the season averaging 6.3 points per game. The head coach for the Prairie Hawks is Josh Bentley, assisted by Steve Stump. And our veteran officials tonight, Kirk Park, Tony Lust, and Chris Doble. So there you have it. Jefferson in the Columbia blue with the white numerals and the white numbers. And for Prairie, the home white jerseys with the black numbers, black letters. Hawks across the front, trimmed in orange, and the orange and black stripes. We're set, and this should be fun.
One of my final decisions were those home uniforms. So say they look good, right, at Prairie? Yeah, no, you can tell. You can tell it's an inner-city battle right now because both teams looking nervous and they know each other. So this is going to be a fun one. Good crowd on hand. And after Christmas, you'll start hearing the Art of Noise if we're back at Prairie again. And that's an outstanding band here at the games.
So we are set to go. It'll be for Prairie coming out. Usher, Wagamaster, Stauffer, Altenhofen, and Schmidt. And for the Jefferson Jayhawks, Wise, Dighton, Emily Oler, Avery Guy, and Sam Kitterman. Wagamaster will tip it up for the Prairie Hawks, going up against Emily Oler. We'll see Erica as well, Emily's younger sister. Set to go, MVC Tuesday Night Basketball for Prairie. Jeff and Prairie in a rivalry, and we're underway. And Usher with a pull-up three from the right wing is no good, and the weak side board right away ripped down by Kylie Wise. And that took about 8 seconds to get the first shot off.
Well, they called the play right off the tip. They knew they might get the tip. They called the play and got a good look.
Guy guarded by Schmidt, man-to-man for Prairie. Kitterman on the power dribble to Dighton, and it will be Usher to start things off on Dighton. Dighton looks back door. Nice catch by Guy. Tried the reverse layup. Had it blocked out of bounds. Going to stay with Jefferson.
Good hands by Lindy Altenhoff. And Lindsay has the quickest hands, and she got her hands in there, and she's a disruptor.
No score just underway. And Wagamaster will face guard the inbound pass of Kylie Wise. Looking, throws it in. High catch at the center circle by Guy. And she'll set it up. Jayhawks going to the bucket to our right. Good lob pass inside. Dighton gets a double team. Good help defense.
Travel.
Back out top and Wise walk.
Yeah, quick feet. And you see that a lot in girls. They have that quick steps and little shuffle.
So Prairie will bring it up. Going to the basket to our left. And the Jayhawks will pick him up in the straight up man-to-man. Altenhofen guarded by Avery Guy. Wagamaster will be guarded by Dighton. And it's going to be, looks like Kitterman on Usher to start things off. Height advantage here for Prairie. Altenhofen, or make that, Wagamaster takes it up down the right-hand side of the lane, was fouled on the shot. And Avery Guy will pick up her first personal and the first team foul. It'll be before the shot.
Jenner did a nice job penetrating the basket, drew a foul.
Hawks inbounds, high catch by Schmidt. Wagamaster goes skip pass over to Schmidt. Back out top, Altenhofen open for three and buries it left of the key.
I'll tell you what, that's her shot, and she is a specialist out there at the three-point line.
Altenhofen, 41%. And taking it in, missing the layup was Kitterman. Offensive rebound, Dighton, and the turnaround is good. And it's now 3-2. And you can imagine Jason Edwards, after being out-rebounded badly by Valley, talked about getting on the boards. Here's Schmidt, right side three is short, and Dighton with the rebound. Dighton to the trailer guy, goes crossover, drives the lane, no-look bounce pass to Oler, fall away high Archer, no good from 12, and the rebound to Wagamaster for Prairie. 3-2 Hawks here in the early going. Usher into the lane. Stauffer posting up on Oler. Backs her inside. Turnaround shot. Off the left side, no good. And Oler cleans the board. This game up tempo here so far.
Yeah, a lot of transition right now.
Dighton backs her way. Free throw line on Usher. Hand back. Shovels it over to Wise. Lobbing the near side corner to Guy. Over the top it goes. They try to lob pass inside, tipped away by Stauffer and stolen by Altenhofen.
Yeah, miscommunication on Jefferson's end.
And Jayhawks will go to the bench here right away. Schmidt behind the back with it. 3-2 Prairie. Right free throw line. Usher, duck under move, shot up, rimming a good for Olivia Usher.
Nice step through shot, a jump shot by Olivia. Attacked the lane, had a nice step through for an easy bucket.
5-2 Prairie lead. As we play just about 3 minutes. Avery Guy outside the arc right wing. Gets it to Wise. Wagamaster on her. Wise a terrific three-point shooter. Holds it. Looks to go one-on-one. Starts to go baseline. Back out top between the circles to Guy. Down the right side of the lane. No look pass to Oler. Her jumper short. Offensive rebound put back good by Kylie Wise.
Yeah, Oler's right now not using her legs, and her shots are flat right now, falling short.
But Jeff with two rebounds and two putbacks so far. Usher circles right. Got a double team. Pick and roll. Stauffer, nice head and shoulder fake. Goes up with a running hook. No, and drew the foul on Oler.
Yeah, Stauffer made a nice pump fake to the head. The technique was great, and then took it to the basket and drew a foul. She's playing outside. She used to be all inside, kind of like Dighton. She's now moved outside, and it's changed her game.
Stauffer on the line. Misses this one after going 8-for-8 on Saturday afternoon now against Marion.
Team went, what, 23-for-25?
Yep. Kaylee Donner, the freshman, will come in for the Jayhawks. And also Sparkle Melton, 5'9 senior. Donner, 5'4 freshman. And Stauffer will have one more as it's 5'4 Prairie. Right-hander, free throw, no good. Missed them both. Usher the offensive board, though, for Prairie. They leave her open. Oh. She'll turn, fire. That's short, no
Can't
good.
Leave her open.
Rebound Guy, outlet Kitterman, one-on-one. Stops her shot, rejected by Schmidt out of bounds. Off of Kitterman, and it's going to be Prairie basketball.
Yeah, Kitterman had the advantage. She had a half-step lead, and she should have attacked the basket, and she ended up pulling up for a jump shot and didn't work out so well.
5-4 lead for Prairie. Jefferson will extend that half-court man a little bit. Schmidt on the penetration. Kicks it back to Usher. Drives in. Cut off by Kitterman, who's giving up about 3 or 4 inches. Here's Stauffer. Deep three off the right side. No good. And Donner with the rebound. As Prairie's going to get set to go to the bench here with a couple of players. Guy forces up the turnaround. No good. And then we've got a tied ball on the rebound. And it's going to stay with the Jayhawks.
I don't know if it's nerves early on, but the Jayhawks shots are just falling pretty short right now. Could be nerves.
Taylor Monk in, the senior for Prairie, 5'8 and a senior, and Hallie Person will come in, 6-foot sophomore. Kitterman drive, kick out, Dighton, long three, good right wing over Usher.
Boy, geez. She has got a great shot from outside. She is deadly, and then, you know, she can play inside, outside, and those are hard to guard when they're two-dimensional like that.
Boy, and it's a quick release, too.
Very quick release.
Wagamaster in front court as we're under the halfway mark of the game's first quarter. Cross-court pass tipped out of bounds by the ever-present Sam Kitterman.
Sam Kitterman. I tell you what, if you just came to a game and just watched her, she is fun to watch. She's all over the place, fast. And she's their spark out there.
Kylie Wise back in for Avery Guy. As Jefferson with their first lead at 7-5 Jayhawks. Wagamaster, stutter dribble coming right. Push pass over in the right side to Schmidt. Circles on Donner. Work it over to the left side. Usher, quick move baseline. Runner up good for Olivia Usher.
Nice drive and take. And that's something Olivia is now doing, is taking more, being an offensive threat. And that's something Coach wanted her to do this year, and she's taking advantage of it.
Reach foul on the pressure as Prairie slapped on some full court pressure. Jenna Wagamaster will pick it up. First on Wagamaster. And it'll be Jefferson Ball in backcourt. 7-7, our first tie of the game, under three to play. Donner to Kitterman. She'll drive the right-hand side of the lane, took it hard to the goal and drew the foul. And Taylor Monk will pick it up.
Matt Kitterman is aggressive defensively and offensively and is always trying to get towards the rim, dish it out, take it to the hoop.
Free throw curls in for Kitterman. As Kitterman on the year, 1 out of 3 coming in on the free throw line. Jefferson shoots 66% as a team. And Prairie at 70, so you got two good shooting teams.
That's
here.
That's very good.
Free throw number 2 is up and in. As Kitterman hits 2. 9-7 Jefferson out in front. Wagamaster at the left point. Goes crossover. Use the person screen up top. Free throw line. Can't do anything with it. Now to Usher. Free throw line extended. Comes left off the Maddie Adams screen in there. For the first time is Adams, the senior.
Good ball movement by Prairie. Really moving the ball around.
Wagamaster to Adams. Bank shot. Good. Counting the foul. Was good ball movement. Wagamaster had a good look and turned it down.
Yeah, they've really moved the ball. You're seeing four or five, last two possessions have been four or five passes minimum. That's something you want to see.
Maddie Adams with a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play. 5'6" senior. And trying to give Prairie the lead. Free throw up and in and out, no good. And Dighton went over Person to get the board. She'll bring it up herself. Good. Lob pass inside to Melton. Can't get the layup to go. Kept it alive, but Person comes away with it. Person, Usher, Wagamaster, Adams, and Monk in there right now for Prairie. Adams circles, gets it to Monk. Monk on the left-hand floater, left it short. Got her own rebound away from Wise. Here in this 9-9 game. Prairie with it. Person on the head and shoulder fake on the drive all the way through and scores.
Take. Wonderful take. Good pass and take, and she found the seam and scored.
11-9. Two-point Prairie lead. Breaking the pressure up ahead to Wise. And almost walked with it. Did not pick up the pivot foot. Looking for some help. Hands it back to Dighton in the corner. Ball tipped out of bounds and it will stay with Jefferson.
Yeah, Wise picked up her dribble, especially in the corner. That's not the place to do that. And they're lucky they still have the ball.
Emily Oler back in. Dighton will get a breather. And Wise from that near side corner. Phil Dunn hates inbounding right there. Runner by Donner in the lane, no good. And Wagamaster with another board. Brings it up herself. Bullet pass to the corner. Monk, turnaround 15-footer. Can't get it. Offensive rebound. Wagamaster short. Tipped out deep. Usher gets it. And Prairie will have a third crack at it. Hawks by two, 11-9. Monk off the clear out, holds it left wing. Starts to go baseline, cut off by Wise. Bounce pass high post, Person. Guarded by Melton, they play catch with it. So we're under a minute to play here in the first quarter. Adams coming right off the screen. Stops just outside the right block, looking down low. Stead up to Person, fakes, drives in. Pull up high arching 8-footer, no. And the rebound, Avery Guy. Good, look ahead, Wise. Out top to Donner, left of the key for three. That's short, front iron. Rebounded by Adams, we go the other way. 30 seconds to play, and see if Prairie goes for the last shot of the quarter. Hawks lead by two. Wagamaster, pull up 10-footer right through from the heart of the paint.
Jenna's got such long arms, can keep the ball alive, and just a progressive player.
Wise three-pointer no good on the line driver from the left wing. Rebound Prairie. And they'll go for the last shot of the quarter. Here's Usher, stop and go dribble on the drive. Jump stop, foul going up. Just a clear out for Usher to go one-on-one.
Yep, smart play. She drew the foul, used her body, kind of led with the shoulder in a good way, and drew the foul.
And Guy's going to pick up her second foul. And that will send Usher to the free throw line and short. And Prairie's 0 for their first four after 23 of 25 Saturday.
Who would have thought, right?
One more coming up for Usher. That 2.6 seconds remaining. Got the second one. And now Lauren Cook makes her first appearance.
I like that subbing. Give Usher a little bit more extended time here on the bench to rest.
Same thing with Wagamaster.
Yeah, that's a good substitution.
As Taryn Shreves comes in. A little full court pressure by Prairie. Little diamond and one. Throw over the top, out of bounds. As Dighton tried to throw over the top of the press, and now Prairie will bring in Lindsay Altenhoffen.
Yeah, bringing them right back in. They threw the ball away. That ball needs to be in bounds. Now Prairie gets the ball right under their own basket for with 2.5 seconds left.
5-0 run right now by Prairie. Usher to trigger, gets it into Altenhoffen, turns, puts up the three, and banks it home at the horn. I don't know if she called it, but it counts.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's a credit to Prairie. But I tell you what, Jefferson made a big mistake. They had 2.6, tried to throw the long court pass, ball went out of bounds, no one touched it. So Prairie got to run an out of bounds play under their own basket.
17-9 after the first quarter in favor of Cedar Rapids Prairie. And we'll come back to the Prairie Gym after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to Girls MVC Basketball on KGYM.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
Book them, Dano.
Back with you with the Hawaii 5-0 theme going in the background, Steve.
I love it. That's like the music.
As Prairie ended that first quarter on an 8-0 run, he had some good offensive looks off some clear outs and then hit the buzzer beater.
Yeah, both teams, I like what they're doing defensively. It's causing both teams to move the ball around. No one's getting an easy look, so you're seeing a lot of passing around the perimeter, especially Prairie. And so I like what both teams are doing. I like what they're doing defensively.
As it will be Prairie ball, too, to start the second quarter. As the Hawks with it, Schmidt back in there along with Shreves, Altenhoffen, Cook, and Hallie Person. That's the five to start the second quarter for Josh Bentley. Top of the key, Cook turns on Dighton, over to Person, right wing three-pointer, no good, and over the back, going to be called on Sarah Schmidt.
Yeah, good rebound, really good rebound by Donner.
So it's Wise, Dighton, Donner, Kitterman, and Emily Oler. Starting the second quarter for Jason Edwards and Jefferson. And Prairie with that diamond and one. Full court pressure, and stepping on the sideline was Donner. Good defense by Altenhoffen.
Yep, and led her right out of bounds, and that's a good job on the sideline press.
So Prairie will inbound. 17-9 late as we are just underway with the second quarter. Man-to-man still for the Jayhawks. Had a very good sophomore JV game tonight. Won by Jefferson, 35-30.
That was a really entertaining game. Two nice young teams.
Jefferson coming from behind in the second half to get that victory in that game. Here's Cook. Right free throw line extended. High lob pass. Now they go near side corner to Schmidt. Starts a drive on Donner. Kicks it out right wing. Right of the circle now to Cook. Altenhoffen lost it against Kitterman, picks it back up. It's Prairie being patient. Over to the baseline, here's Cook. Pull up won't go from five. Rebound to Prairie though again. Prairie's getting offensive rebounds so far. Person over to the baseline. Cook tried to go cross court and threw it away. First turnover of the game on Prairie. Donner going coast to coast, in and out on the layup attempt. It's out of bounds and we'll go to Prairie.
Yeah, good coast to coast move. Looks like Prairie's going to bring back Stauffer for a little more size here.
Shreves out and Stauffer in. And Jefferson's had some good looks. They just have not been able to put it in.
No, they're getting some good looks. No foul.
Here's Schmidt around the high ball screen. Can't get it to go. And a foul on the rebound. Going to be on Jeff. Going to be on Kaylee Donner, and that'll be her second personal foul.
Yeah, Jefferson is getting a little foul trouble. A couple kids with two already early. You don't want to see that.
Cook, high catch to Altenhoffen. Plays catch now as Schmidt turns on Kitterman, and she's back into the lineup. Person to Cook. Hawks working the perimeter, 6:23 to play. Bounce left free throw line. Stauffer backs her way in on Oler, turns down the shot, back to Altenhoffen. As they work the triangle left.
Great offensive movement by Prairie once again.
Person forces up the shot against Dighton. No good. Dighton rebound. Leads the break to Kinnerman, and her pass cross lane picked off by Altenhofen.
There's Lindsay again. Those hands are quick.
Up ahead, left corner. Cook, three ball, good. And Jefferson going to get a 30-second timeout. Lauren Cook with a three. Her first one of the year.
Yeah, that was it. Good open three. She's a good athlete. She's also a very good softball player. So her sister was the pitcher here.
And it's a 20-9 lead for Prairies. The run is extended to 11-0.
Yeah, they got the last 2 points of the quarter and again started off hot on this corner. So
for the Jefferson Jayhawks, they're going to bring in another one of their freshmen. That is Maddie Baxter, 5'7", and a freshman. As Jayhawks will go a little bit deeper here without Aaron Kuba, of course, tonight. A key cog.
Yeah, Jefferson just hasn't found their rhythm yet offensively. Prairie's found theirs. They've great ball movement right now, and Jefferson just hasn't been able to find a rhythm.
Dighton lob pass, Kitterman back to Wise. They got to get the ball to Dighton.
Yep, she needs it.
And there's a foul on Cook, bumping Wise on the drive into the lane. Regular!
Yeah, Kennedy Dighton is, she needs to have the most touches around the basket, needs to have the most shots because she's very talented and they got to find a way to get her looking at the bucket more.
Dighton with 5 points in the early going. Wise gets it into Oler in the left block, puts it up, no good. Tries to keep the rebound alive and does, but Stopper away with it. 20-9, Prairie on top. Cook left wing. Person turns in the corner. Now circles to the right. Dump pass inside. Cook posting up. Turnaround short. Rebound tipped underneath. Person left hand. Put back is good.
Yeah, and Person's like Jenna Wagonmaster. Just long arms. And did a nice job there on the follow-up miss.
13 straight by Prairie. 22-9. Hawks lead it. Dighton, top of the key. Stop and go dribble. Angling right with it. Goes baseline. Cross-court pass intercepted by Schmidt. Here comes Schmidt one-on-one, and she had her pocket picked and stolen by Maddie Baxter. Get back. Go reach. Go reach. Turnover both ways.
Two ninth graders.
Yeah, we're going to see them for a long time. Lob pass inside against a double team, stolen by Cook. Just a forced pass on the block, wasn't there?
You know what's nice, though, Scott? They're making a run, putting points on the board without Usher. So that's going to bode well for Prairie.
Schmidt goes behind the back with it. Person works it left wing now to Altenhofen. Free throw line, Stopper, 17-footer, no good. Dances off the iron, and Baxter with a rebound. Here comes Kitterman. Stop and go dribble. Over to Dighton, left side three. That's short. Weak side rebound fought for. Oler gets it, puts it off the glass. That won't go, and Stopper clears for Prairie. And Jefferson is just ice cold right now.
They are. And they're looking a little tired right now. Prairie's done a good job moving the ball around the perimeter, which causes Jefferson to put more energy and work into their defensive end.
Stoffer spin move down low and drew the foul on Oler.
Good drop step, good turnaround, spin move. Turned that into a three-point play.
Right now, Jayhawks look a little frustrated.
They do look frustrated. They're pressing too much right now.
Couple free throws coming up for Mackenzie Stoffer. And the first one is short. As Guy will come in, and also coming in will be Erica Oler. So Erica for big sister Emily. And a big hand for the Prairie subs that did a good job during that run.
They did a really good job, and they still move the ball. Sometimes when you sub in, you got too many quick passes or turnovers, and that didn't happen. So that was great for Prairie.
Second free throw good. And Stoffer, one out of four, gets her first point. 23-9, the lead for Cedar Rapids Prairie. Guy back in along with Baxter, Erica Oler, and Kitterman. This is a young group. No-look pass inside, tipped by Oler over to Kitterman. Three is an air ball. And Wagamaster with a rebound. Back in there along with Usher, Adam, Stoffer, and Monk. Pull up. Usher got the roll right baseline on the 12-footer.
Prairie is on a 15-0 run, is that right?
Yep.
Yeah, 15-0 run right now.
No, check that, 16-0.
16-0 run.
It's 25-9. Pass out top off the foot of Olern, out of bounds. And right now, everything Prairie is doing is turning to gold, and everything the Jayhawks are attempting to do is just falling apart.
Well, that was the game we saw against Marion. That was the, kind of the same thing where Marion just couldn't get anything going, and Prairie got everything going. We're seeing the same thing here for two games in a row.
3 minutes. Coming up on 3 minutes to play first half. We'll have some scores coming up at halftime. Take a look at all the stats as well of this one. And right now, Prairie, since it was 9-9, they've run off 16 in a row. Ball stripped away from Monk. Picked up by Guy, going one-on-one. Picks up the dribble, double-teamed in the front court. And finally gets it out of there to Dighton. Over to Donner, back in there. Prairie's played really good half-court man defense.
Yeah, very good. They haven't even put much pressure full court because they don't need to.
Kinnerman drives in and drew the foul. And Wagamaster will pick up her second. Get it to a senior.
Yeah. And she's not scared to take it at him. She does a really good job drawing fouls.
Free throw off, no good. As it'll be Monk coming out for Altenhofen. Nope, Altenhofen will replace Wagamaster with two fouls.
Yep.
Good move there by Josh Bentley.
Yep. You got be able to, and the way the subs are playing, Scott, they'll be able to ride this out and keep the momentum.
Free throws, no good, and the slump continues for Jefferson. Altenhofen up ahead to Adams, drives baseline, stops, and drew the foul on Donner. Prairie's the aggressor right now.
They definitely are, and they're not scared to take it at him. When there's a seam, they take it. When not, they're moving the ball around, and they've done a really good job offensively. I like what they're doing offensively, and I like how much they're making the Jefferson defense work.
Free throw, Adams got the roll. And that's three for Maddie Adams. And Donner will have to leave. She's got three fouls for Jefferson. Right back in, Kylie Wise.
Jefferson has not scored this quarter.
Second, up, rimming, no. And Dighton one-hands the rebound. Guy Dighton, Erica Oler, Wise, and Kitterman in there right now for the Jayhawks. Guy on the drive, kick to the corner. Kitterman, three, no good. Weak side board to Taylor Monk. Prairie the other way. Feet ahead to Usher. Pull up three-pointer right through left of the circle for Olivia Usher.
Boy, she's just a whole different player this year. More aggressive, more of a leader. You're just seeing a whole different Olivia Usher, which has been good to see.
20-0 run by Prairie. They right now are throwing a shutout here in the second quarter. Guy circles in the lane. Eric Oler back to Wise. Ball fake, drives in, off the glass, and finally the Jayhawks get back on the board.
Yeah, Wise made a nice drive, and they needed that bad.
29-11, forcing up the off-balance shot right of the lane, no good. Rebound by Wise, and a reach foul on Altenhofen. Only the sixth, though, against the Hawks.
All right, Prairie has been very efficient on both ends of the floor.
18-point Prairie lead. 29-11, a minute 22 to play here in the first half. Off the screen, Wise for three, no good short. Rebound comes out deep, picked up by Adams. Up ahead to Schmidt, wide open, right wing, three-pointer, no good, and it goes over the top of the backboard.
It's a good three. I mean, wide open look, and I like that she's not scared to take it.
Sparkle Melton back in for the Jayhawks for Erica Oler. And Jefferson will walk it up as we hit the 1 minute mark, time remaining first half. On the drive, Guy going one-on-one and drew the foul from Adams.
Yeah, Coach Edwards called an isolation for her. They spread the floor and trying to get something, make something happen, and Guy did a nice job and they ran it perfect.
Avery Guy to the free throw line for two as Monk will come in for Altenhofen. for Prairie.
29-11
in favor of the Hawks. As Jefferson to the line, Avery Guy, averaging 6.6 points per game, a 67% shooter from the stripe, and buries the first one.
42 on the net.
You're going to see some pressure here from Jefferson. That's something they're going to have to turn it up right now and play a little more full court and three-quarter press.
Second one also good. Here comes the pressure. Little 1-2-2, three-quarter court, 52 seconds to play. They lob it up ahead to Usher, and Prairie breaks it. Now they'll try to trap out of the half court. The Jayhawks will. They bounce it inside. Prairie does. Turnaround shot off the glass. Good.
Oh,
nice stopper.
Nice turnaround. She used her left hand, too, and that was a nice move.
31-13. 32 seconds to play. Far side Kitterman. Jump pass inside to Dighton was held by Usher.
Yeah, Libby tried to get her hands in there and steal it and got a little arm.
1-1 coming up for Kennedy Dighton, who has not scored here probably in about 11 minutes. The free throw is no good, and the buzzer went off.
Yeah, they've had a little horn buzzing issues tonight.
And now we got a foul called on Jefferson. See who that foul is on. And it's going to be on Kitterman, her first. Team's eighth. And Usher in the line for a 1-1. It's on the way and got it. What a first half for Olivia Usher.
Yeah, she is. She's been the one that's picked up the scoring. She's always looking at the basket, but yet getting others involved, too. So good leadership by her.
Got them both.
Going to Kirkwood next year. She'll fit in well there.
Usher with 12, 33-13, 20-point lead for Prairie. Kitterman off the clear out. Stop and go dribble, gets it to Dighton. Holds it outside the arc right wing. Kitterman with 14 seconds to play. High post, Melton driving right of the lane. Turnaround off the glass, won't go short. Rebound Prairie, 6 seconds to play. Schmidt quickly in the front court. Stop and go, drives right baseline. Fall away, no good. Tipped around, no, and that's it for the first half of play. An all Prairie second quarter. And we are at the halftime break. The score, Cedar Rapids Prairie, 33, and Cedar Rapids Jefferson, 13. And we will be back and talk halftime with you from Prairie after this 1 minute timeout. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on KGYM.
Mind blown. This is Gigability. Internet at the speed of now, exclusively from IMON Communications. Gigability, with internet speeds up to 1 gig, gives you the freedom to play, surf, stream, or binge watch your way. No matter how many devices your family has firing at once, IMON Gigability has you covered. Get gigified. Visit imon.net/gigability or call 298-6484 to sign up today. IMON Gigability is now available in residential fiber to the home areas of Cedar Rapids, Marion, and Hiawatha.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
Back with you here at Cedar Rapids Prairie as we're at halftime and being entertained. There's some little girls out here playing some basketball right now, Steve.
Yeah, it's fun to watch. They look like probably first, second grade range, Scott, I would say, and they're definitely fun to watch.
And just having a ball out here, literally and figuratively, right?
Yeah.
Having a good time. Jefferson's not having a good time right now. 33-13, Prairie with a 16-4 second quarter. And the Hawks had a 20-0 run as it was a 9-9 game. And it went to 29-9 pretty quickly. And Prairie played really well.
They did. And the thing I liked what Prairie did, Scott, is that they moved the ball, good transition. They didn't really force anything. You would see five, six, seven passes on a possession, or you would see if the lane was open, they would attack. So they really did a good job offensively. And defensively, same thing with halftime. Really good job of causing some issues for Jefferson. And Jefferson couldn't buy a bucket early. They kind of struggled. Oler, I know, had some couple shots point blank, 10 feet range and fell short. And so, Jefferson, you'll probably see a little bit different style coming out. They're going to probably have to pick it up pressure-wise. And really, Prairie, just keep doing what you're doing. And that's moving the ball around offensively and good pressure defense.
Take a look at the scoring here at halftime. For the Prairie Hawks, Olivia Usher leading the way, and she was outstanding. That in the first half with four field goals, one of those three out of four from the free throw line, and a total of 12 points. 6 points for Lindsay Altenhoffen, 4 points for Hallie Person coming off the bench, and then three apiece for Mackenzie Stauffer, Maddie Adams, and Lauren Cook. And 2 points for Jenna Wagamaster in that first half of play for the Prairie, total of 33. For Jefferson, they are being led by Kennedy Dighton with 5 points, but she did not score after about the four-minute mark of the first quarter of play. 4 points for Kylie Wise, and then Avery Guy with two, and Sam Kitterman with two for the Jayhawk, total of 13. Turnovers, 8 for Jefferson, only 4 for Prairie in that first half of play. And the bench scoring right now is 10-0 in favor of the Prairie Hawks. 3-pointers so far in the game. Prairie with 4, Jefferson with 1. Jefferson shooting from the free throw line 4 out of 9 and 44%. And for Prairie, they are 5 of 11 from the free throw line in the game for a total just under 50%. And I'm going to borrow Jeff Linder's shooting numbers from the Gazette. You can read his story tomorrow morning. Jefferson was 4 of 21 in the first half and 1 of 7 from three-point land. Prairie, a little bit better, 12 of 30 in the first half. And the Hawks were 4 of 11, though, from three-point land.
Yeah, and that's, the shooting percentage for Jefferson right there says it all. And they need to come out aggressive this half and get a couple early buckets to get things going, or it could be a very long night.
You mentioned Jefferson. They got to come out, and they must throw on some pressure. Got to shoot the ball well, much better in the second half, too.
Yeah, they do. They need to come out and play a lot more aggressive. Half-court-wise, they're doing okay. But right now, when you're down 20 at half, you have to change it up and find something else to get your kids an opportunity here, maybe get some early baskets to get their confidence going.
See if we can get you some other scores here coming up here at the halftime break as we come your way from Cedar Rapids Prairie here tonight. We've got at halftime girls game, Iowa City West on top of Xavier, 27-15. Halftime on the boys' side right now. At halftime, girls game, Assumption leading Bettendorf 36-29. Boys contest tonight. Right now into the third quarter, it's Pleasant Valley on top of Jefferson 46-34. That one being played over at Jefferson. And right now at halftime on the boys' side, Davenport Central leading Iowa City High 35-30. One more night of non-conference games for the boys. We mentioned Jefferson is hosting Pleasant Valley, and also tonight, the Prairie boys are down at Mount Pleasant, so they had a little bit of a commute tonight.
Yeah, the nice thing is 218 straight south. So it's is it 218, right?
Yep.
218 straight south, and it's an easy drive, but it's not a short one.
No, not a short one, but it's not bad. It's not bad. A lot better than it used to be.
Yeah, this four lane, it's pretty good. And the weather right now has been cooperating great for a lot of these teams early, which is good. So good for fans to travel and good to get your teams to where they need to go.
So some of the scores that we have here at halftime, 33-13 in favor of Prairie over Cedar Rapids Jefferson. As we are at the halftime break, a reminder coming up for you, our next broadcast will be Thursday night, as it will be boys basketball MVC opener. This one should be a very interesting affair, as it'll be the Linmar Lions and the Washington Warriors going at it from over at the Washington Gym. And Phil Dunn will join me for that one coming up on Thursday night, 7:30. And we'll have that one on 107.5 and 106.3 FM for you. And then on Friday night, another MVC boys opener. It'll be the Kennedy Cougars and the Xavier Saints going at it from over at the Ron Dillon Gymnasium at Xavier. And that one will be at 7:30. That one only on 107.5 FM, because we got Iowa and Iowa State women on Friday, Iowa-Iowa State on Thursday as well for the men's contest between those two teams. And a note, a big win for UNI tonight on the road at George Mason. Virginia did not beat George Mason at George Mason. UNI got a big win in that one, I believe 73-65 tonight.
Yeah, and I had the pleasure of going and watching the Iowa men play last night at home against Western Illinois. And boy, Jared Utoff had 27. And, you know, my wife and I the next day, I'm like, he had 27. It was like the quietest 27. And, boy, Iowa just looked terrific last night.
Yeah, you were within shouting distance of Coach McCaffrey.
I was, yeah. We lucked out, had some fun seats, and you could see the coach, you know, with his players and how he interacted. And that was just fun to see him close up coaching.
Prairie back out, awaiting the Jefferson Jayhawks to make their appearance. And here they come down the hallway as we will get things started here in just a little bit. Halftime from Prairie, this MVC opener, it's the Hawks. By virtue of a 20-0 run, leading Cedar Rapids Jefferson, 33-13. We'll take a 30-second timeout and come back and have the second half for you here on KGYM.
No lizard or TV personality or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Proudly representing Society Insurance.
Winding our way toward the start of the second half as it's Prairie leading Jefferson 33-13. You're the Jayhawks, you have to act like this is a brand new game at 0-0. And just first thing you do, you tell them to win the second half. And if you're Josh Bentley and Prairie, you also tell them it's 0-0, basically.
It is. I mean, these are tough on both ends. You're down 20. Your mentality is, are you going to come out with blazing guns, or are you just going to, you know, have a pity party? And then with Prairie, you got to make sure you're saying, oh, this has been easy, or are you going to come out with that same firepower? So I think these first 4 minutes, Scott, will tell what the remaining of the evening is going to be for one of these teams.
For Jefferson, they'll come out with Avery Guy, Emily Oler, Sam Kitterman, Kylie Wise, and Kennedy Dighton. And Prairie will have their starting five: Olivia Usher, Jenna Wagemaster, Mackenzie Stauffer, Lindsay Altenhoffen, and Sarah Schmidt. Jayhawk ball, the inbound, and the pass slapped away by Wagemaster, those long arms. And Kylie Wise will try it again on the far sideline and backcourt. And we're underway with half number two. Jayhawks going to the bucket to our left.
Seeing Prairie coming out man-to-man again.
Really extending that man-to-man, too.
Especially when you have Jen out there on the perimeter with long arms.
And Usher's done a terrific job on Kennedy Dighton. Spin move in the lane by Kitterman going one-on-one. Can't get it to go. And the rebound out of there to Prairie. Altenhoffen coming away with it. Hand back to Usher. Three-pointer no good. And the deep kicker comes out to Kylie Wise. And here comes Jefferson across the timeline into the front court. Stutter dribble. Guy going one-on-one. No-look pass to the corner. Open three-pointer on the way. That's short. No good by Oler. And Altenhoffen with the rebound. Fouled by Guy going for the steal.
Is that number three on her?
Yep. Guy's got three, and Kaylee Donner on the bench has three.
Yeah, and Guy's kind of one that's trying to get him back in the game and get some momentum change. So she's got to make sure she doesn't get her fourth.
Come on now. Talk to each other right here.
Prairie basketball. Usher, stop and go dribble. Going into the lane. Pull up good. 14 for Olivia Usher. And it's 35-13, Cedar Rapids Prairie. Dighton off the clear out. Going to go one-on-one. Cut off by Usher. Back it comes to Kitterman. Up top to Wise, guarded by Wagamaster. Puts it on the floor to Oler now. Shot a three last time down, leaves it for Dighton. Offense has got to go through Dighton. Turnaround 12-footer short. Rebounded by Usher. Well, you can see what Kim Moore likes in Olivia Usher.
Yeah, she's just a heady player, very smart player. One of the smartest kids I've had the privilege of coaching.
Althoffen, scoop layup won't go. Rebound Dighton, lead pass Wise, 2-on-2. Wise pulls it back outside. Now trapped along the sideline, spinning, looking for help. Gets it to Dighton and a push on Usher.
Yeah, Prairie did a nice job. I tell you, Prairie has done a nice job with helping, pressuring, double teaming, and just, you know, they're causing a lot of problems for Jefferson where they can't get in a rhythm.
Foul number one of the half on Prairie, inbound to Dighton, and Usher tied her up. And the arrow will give it to Prairie. That was close to Usher picking up her third.
Yeah, they lucked out there.
Schmidt plays catch with Usher. They break the pressure. Little three-quarter court into the half-court trap. Schmidt, three, no good left wing. And Dighton with a rebound. Outlet pass. Here comes Guy up the left-hand boards. Goes crossover.
Nice crossover
Beautiful
move.
Beautiful move.
Again, she's the one that they have to keep in right now, Scott. She's able to set the tempo on offense, and hopefully foul trouble doesn't alleviate from that.
35-15, lead back to 20. Wagamaster plays catch with Schmidt inside to Stauffer. High arching turnaround, no. Block, but a foul on Oler, and that's her third.
Well, it looked like a clean block from this end, but...
Well, the outside official had it, and that's tough.
That's what
tough.
It was interesting, yeah.
That's tough. Free throws coming up for Stauffer. On the way, up and short. As Oler will leave with her third foul. One more coming up for Stauffer, who's having a tough night at the line, 1-for-5.
And that's rare for her.
That came in 90%. And this one does bounce over the front iron and falls.
I loved her look of frustration, and think, you know, goodness that last one went in.
36-15, Prairie up by 21. Kitterman, head and shoulder fake, drive, kick out to Wise, top of the key, three, no good. Out deep it comes, the board to Jenna Wagamaster. Usher to Altenhoff in the corner, fakes, puts up the three, back higher, no. Rebound out of bounds, and will go to Prairie. Just quicker good, to the ball.
Yeah, good open three again by Lindsay.
Hawks will inbound right of the glass looking in. Stauffer guarded by Dighton. Starts to drive. Goes
nice
in the lane to Usher for two.
Nice pass. Nice cut by Olivia Usher. Nice pass from Stauffer.
And we're going to get a Jayhawk timeout, and it'll be a full timeout. Five even to play third quarter. Prairie extending the lead. It's the Hawks 38, Jefferson 15. Back in a minute. You're listening to Girls MVC Basketball on KGYM.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
A big early season boys MVC battle comes your way this Thursday night on KGYM. This is Scott Unash. Join Phil Dunham Thursday night at 7:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM as the Linmar Lions travel to Washington to meet the Warriors. This MVC opener pits the Lions and the Warriors, two athletic teams that like to get up and down the court. That's MVC boys basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union, Linmar and Washington. Thursday night at 7:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM. Back from Prairie as the Hawks lead it big, 38-15. Under five to play here in the game's third quarter, and off the timeout. Jefferson with the basketball off the hands of Dighton, and the chase is on, and we're going to have a foul. And it's going to be on Usher.
Yeah, good hustle by both girls.
Going for the loose ball. Now Usher will take a seat. Altenhoffen will take a seat. Prairie will bring Lauren Cook in along with Taylor Monk. Guy picked up by Wagamaster. Prairie man-to-man the whole way. Wise, couple ball fakes, drives, kicks it far side to Sparkle Melton, who just came in, and it's off her hands and out of bounds.
Yeah, Jefferson just cannot get anything going right now, and when they do, they can't follow up with another one.
30-second timeout again for the Jayhawks. With 4:32 to play here in the third quarter. As Jefferson talking things over with head coach Jason Edwards. Well, Steve, every coach, you're going to have these nights if you're Jason Edwards.
Yeah, and Corby had his with Marion a minute. Those are frustrating nights. I had plenty of those, and you just keep coaching them and keep being positive with them because they know where they are right now in terms of the points and the score, so you just try to be positive and encourage them, and hopefully they can find a way out of it.
Jefferson full court pressure being applied as Erica Oler is back into the game for the Jayhawks. Going to go a little diamond and one now. Monk, high pass, caught by Stauffer. Up ahead to Cook, and Prairie will set it up. Wagamaster, dump pass inside, turnaround shot, rimming it good by McKenzie. Stauffer left of the lane.
You know, I've been impressed with McKenzie tonight that she's being more aggressive on the offensive end as well.
Stauffer with six, 40-15. Kitterman on the penetration move was held on the hand check by Sarah Schmidt.
Yeah, Kitterman taking it at her, drew the foul.
Here's Wise to inbound. Cook on her, looking, and finally gets it into Guy. Halfway home here in the third quarter. Guy off the clear out, drives, kick out. Kitterman fakes the three, drives in, off the glass with it. No good with the left hand. Rebound, Eric Oler, put it on the floor, and it's slapped away and stolen. Turnover number 11. And Prairie gives it right back on the double dribble. As McKenzie Stauffer will come out for Prairie, and Hallie Person in.
Well, Hallie's done a nice job off the bench too. Different spark and not scared to look at her shot.
Yeah, Person and Monk have done a good job as the sixth and seventh players. All season basically for Prairie.
Yep.
Hawks 2-2, Jeff coming in 3-2. Kaylee Donner playing with three fouls on the drive. Can't get the runner to go. Rebound on the weak side. Person goes to the floor to keep it alive and tied up.
Yeah, Person did a good job going, but you got to be stronger in that ball. When you get it, you have to protect it. And Jefferson did a nice job tying up the rebound.
Person playing with that wrap on her left shoulder. 40-15, off the inbound, they're trying to go inside, tipped away, and they'll try it again, left of the glass this time, looking in.
Yeah, good offensive call by Jason, and kind of a wraparound play for Dighton, and Prairie got a hand on it. Pin down.
Donner to inbound, looking, finally gets it in the guy, fakes the three, curls in the lane, runner short, rebound Person. That was bothered by Wagamaster and Person a little bit.
Add those arm lengths together.
Cook inside, Wagamaster, her shot on the way, no good. And the rebound picked up by Prairie as Person gets it. Pass out front is tipped out of bounds and it will stay with the Hawks. 3:04 remaining third quarter. And a 40-15 lead for Prairie. Wagamaster holds it outside the arc right side. Skip pass to Monk, takes it right free throw line. Might have got away with steps. Wagamaster takes it inside. Pull up leaner, good from 10.
Jenna's had a really nice floor game tonight as well. Doesn't force anything.
Four for Jenna Wagamaster. 42-15. Lob pass inside. They tried to get it to Dighton. Got the double team. Had it tipped away and stolen. Good job by Taylor Monk. 42-15. Wagamaster standing right hand dribble. Stop and go move. Takes it inside. Runner short. Tries to get her own rebound. Can't do it. Dighton steals it away. Long up court pass. Caught by Donner in the corner. She'll let it fly for three. No. And the rebound out of there to Prairie. Comes out deep. Picked up by Monk. 42-15. Wagamaster to Cook. She'll drive in all the way. Blocked from behind by Dighton. She was just waiting for that one.
Yeah, she was.
Donner, a kick out. Guy in the ball fake. Oler outside the arc. And tries to go cross court. Ball saved by Kinnerman. Stolen by Schmidt. Two on one break. Schmidt. Bounce pass left side. Cook, give and go, back to Schmidt. Layup good, counting the foul.
Great steal by Schmidt. Give and go to, give and go.
Cook to Schmidt.
Yeah, Cook, yeah. Give and go with Cook. And Cook gave it right back. Cook could have been selfish and take it up and gave it right back to Schmidt for layup. So good team basketball going on right now for Prairie.
And the Hawks could push the lead up to 30. Free throw, good. Schmidt with three. Terrence Shreves comes back into the Prairie lineup for Cook. He's had a nice game tonight.
Yep. Tell you what, the subs that have come in, the substitutions from Prairie, they've all contributed something. It wasn't just filling time until one of the starters went back in. They're all contributors.
Maddie Adams also into the game. Emily Oler, nice circle movement in the lane and on the floor, fouled on the reach. Taryn Shreves, her first fourth team foul on Prairie. And Wise to put it in. Gets it to Donner. Quick three on the way. That's off the back heel, no. Prairie's done a good job on the boards. Shot it well. Good floor game. Good defense.
Yeah, and they're only going to continue to improve, which is scary.
Still a pretty young team. There's Adams trying to bounce it in the far sideline. And it was out of bounds and tipped, apparently.
Yeah.
Hawks looking to get it in, and they do to Schmidt. Sarah Schmidt out at center circle, comes left off the ball screen, driving left of the lane, a bounce out top to Alton Hoffman. 1 minute to play in the third. And it's been all Prairie, 20-0 run in the first half, and they are on another big run here, a 7-0 run.
I like their offense, just constant movement. Everybody's moving, travel.
Person on the ball fake, but drug the pivot.
I like their offense. You got a lot of people moving, cutting, and doing a good job finding them. They're making Jefferson work.
46 seconds to play here in the third. Jefferson basketball, good dump pass inside to Oler. Layup though, in and out, got her own rebound, back up strong, that won't go. And we got a rebounding foul, I think, on Prairie. On Shreves. As Dighton will come back into the Jayhawk lineup.
I don't know about this matchup, you got Taryn Shreves on Dighton, that'll be an interesting.
Inbound, Dighton fakes, fouled by Person, who had to stop the easy two. First on Person, 16 foul, and Dighton looking for her first point since early in the first quarter to the line.
Yeah, she's frustrated right now and just hasn't found a rhythm. But I tell you what, I mean, she's one of the best shooters in the NBC, I think, and she just can't get some open looks, and that's due to credit to Prairie.
Free throw good. 6 points now for Dighton. Second one is off the mark and the rebound to Person. 45-16. Adams spinning left corner. Person up top with 23 seconds to play here in the third. Stop and go dribble. Adams had to go off her leg, stolen away by Guy. A two-on-one break. Guy bounce pass right side to Donner and fouled by Adams going for the steal.
A good transition by Jefferson. Got a nice steal, and they need to finish these. Clock stops, which is good for them right now, and they just need to put the free throws in.
Two free throws coming up for Kylie Donner. 67% on the year and swishes the first. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Here tonight.
This is a game where one coach is going to really enjoy seeing the film and one coach probably won't enjoy it as much.
May burn it.
Yeah, film does not lie, unfortunately.
As my colleague in football, John Hagerty, says, the big eye in the sky does not lie.
That is true.
45-18. Schmidt going one-on-one. Throws it off the glass, off the spin move. No, out of bounds it goes on the rebound, and it will stay with Prairie. 2.1 seconds. And Hawks to inbound, Shreves looking, and the inbounds pass tip, loose at the free throw line, picked up by Dighton, and that's it for the third quarter. After three, Cedar Rapids Prairie 45, Cedar Rapids Jefferson 18. We'll come back with the fourth quarter after this 1 minute break as you're listening to High School Basketball on KGYM.
Are you looking for a fun, fulfilling work atmosphere with opportunities to grow? IMON Communications is currently seeking qualified candidates like you. IMON offers competitive pay and benefits, as well as opportunities for professional development. IMON employees share a passion for creating connections, one person at a time. By joining IMON, you'll have the opportunity to make a positive impact with your fellow coworkers and in your community. If you're ready to make a change and join a gratifying work environment, visit imon.net/careers today to view their open positions.
42nd Street Foes square off this Friday night on KGYM. This is Scott Unash. Join Phil Dunamy this Friday night at 7:30 on 107.5 FM The North Gym as the Kennedy Cougars travel west down 42nd Street to meet the Xavier Saints. Both the Cougars and Saints were state tourney teams a year ago, and each looks to get off to a good start for the MVC season. That's boys high school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Kennedy at Xavier. Friday night at 7:30 on 107.5 FM The North Gym. KGYM. Back with you here at Cedar Rapids Prairie as the Hawks will have the ball to start the fourth quarter first. Got a girls score. Kennedy, no problem on the road up at Juana Luis, 77-40. As it'll be Prairie ball to start things here in the fourth quarter. Usher with the stop and go dribble. Drives, fakes, goes up with it, scores. Counted the foul off the duck under move. Got Donner in the air. And drew the foul.
She is so good using her body when she shoots. Always squared up to the rim, even when she's leaving her feet. And just a heady player.
Fourth on Donner, Usher. Chance of the three-point play, got it. Maybe the most improved player in the Metro so far.
I would say so right now at this point.
19 for Olivia Usher. Not that she was not good in previous years. Pass inside, Usher almost came up with a steal. Kicked a Wise three-pointer, won't go. Milton, the rebound, back up no, but drew the foul. Good offensive board by Sparkle Milton that time. And the foul on Maddie Adams.
Okay, you're just seeing a different Olivia Usher. You're seeing a more focused. She's got more internal drive right now this year. And being a senior, I think she's enjoying the role of being the leader and enjoying the role of being the offensive leader as well.
Melt gets the free throw to go. Kitterman back in for Donner in the Jayhawk lineup. 48-19 Prairie. And nobody saw this coming. Second one is off, no good, and Person collects the board. Person, Usher, Stauffer, Wagamaster, and Adams in there right now for Prairie. Bounce inside. Stauffer posting up, gets it to Wagamaster. Her leaner was blocked out of there by Dighton. Here comes Jefferson. Lead pass, Wise. Nice catch underneath by Guy. Back to Wise. Thought about the three, now drives baseline. Cut off by the double team, and Guy cross court to Kitterman. Splits a double team. Good bounce pass underneath the Melton for the easy two. And a quick Jefferson timeout.
Yeah, Jefferson did a good job moving the ball around, and that was good. That was probably one of their best offensive sets they had tonight in terms of ball movement.
Timeout. Jayhawks will take one as well. We'll take a 30. 7:07 to play here in the ball game. It's Prairie 48, Jefferson 21. Back in 30 seconds on KGYM.
No lizard or TV personality or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Proudly representing Society Insurance.
48-21 lead. Jason Edwards always coaching, always talking things over despite the score here.
Yeah, he's such a positive person and a good coach. And he's just, you know, even the time, he's just constantly encouraging them to get through this and does a great job with them.
Diamond and one that Jason learned in his years as assistant coach to Frank Howell.
Yeah.
Usher spinning in the backcourt, jump past a Wagonmaster. Going to have to beat the 10-second count, and they do. Adams, good. Bullet pass to Wagonmaster, back to Stopper. Top of the key, three-pointers off the right side, no good. Goes out of bounds, and it will be Jefferson ball.
You know, it's a good shot for McKenzie. It's good open look, but, you know, maybe this time in the game, a little more passing you'll want to see and run some more clock.
As the Jayhawks will walk it into the front court across the timeline. Guy in the hand back as they work the weave up top to Guy, or to Wise, I beg your pardon. Kitterman fakes, nice spin move, goes down the lane, can't finish though. Everything looked good except the finish.
Yeah,
the Jayhawks are just ice cold.
They aren't. No one's going to want to look at this shot field goal percentage tonight.
Stoffer puts it on the floor, good lob pass inside. Adams can corral it, Melton comes away with a steal. Only the eighth turnover, up ahead to Kitterman, flies in and a foul on Usher. That'll be Olivia's fourth.
Yeah, Olivia didn't like that. Kitterman kind of led with the shoulder and was really hoping for the foul to be called, and it was.
Free throws coming up for Kitterman. Got the first. The senior will have one more. And all kinds of changes for Prairie. Schmidt will come in along with Altenhoffen. And also in for Prairie will be Wagonmaster. Jefferson will bring Emily Oler back in along with Dighton. Free throw curls out. One out of two, and Wagonmaster with the board. 48-22, 6:05 to play here in the game. We'll have the post game, all the stats coming up after this one. Pick and roll to Stoffer, going one-on-one. Spin move in the lane, off the glass, and scores.
Oh, beautiful move by McKenzie Stoffer, and good balance, nice spin.
How good can this team be if McKenzie Stoffer keeps playing like this?
And that's been the key, too, because they want more production out of her, and they're starting to see that, which will help them tremendously.
50-22, Prairie by 28. Give and go back to Wise. Takes it baseline, kick over to Dighton. Near side three, short, rebound out of bounds. Going to be Prairie ball.
Yeah, that was a hurried shot for Dighton, and, you know, I don't blame her. You know, somebody's got to try to get something going. She's trying to do that for Jefferson, but it's just not working out.
Only meeting of the year between Prairie and Jeff. Jayhawks trap in the backcourt, up ahead. Bringing up the left-hand boards was Monk. No look pass to the corner now to Stoffer as the Hawks work the perimeter. 5:17 remaining in the ball game. Wagonmaster puts it on the floor, crosses over top of the key. Oler playing off of her in the man-to-man with 5:08 to play. Schmidt skip pass to Wagonmaster, fakes, drives on Oler, takes her baseline, jumper good, got
nice.
The roll.
Nice move by Jenna, good penetration down the baseline.
5.5, 8 in the game for Jenna Wagonmaster. Oh, check that, I gave it to the wrong person. 6 for Wagonmaster. Stolen away by Prairie. Turnover number 14 against the Jayhawks. And then Prairie gives it right back. On their ninth miscue.
Yeah, not many tonight for Prairie. You know, right now it's time of the game where the coach is going to want to see more passing on offense, run some clock. And Jefferson's going to want to pick up the pace and continue to take it at him. Draw some fouls and get the clock to stop.
52-22. With 4:27 to play. Oler tries to go cross court with a pass and too wide for Kylie Wise. As Lauren Cook back in. Now they're going to say was off a hawk. As Kylie Kaylee Donner back in for the Jefferson Jayhawks. She's playing with four fouls. 4:24 to play. Wise looking, and a 5-second count. Couldn't get it in. More good Prairie defense. And Usher comes back in with the four fouls. Probably not for very long, though.
No, they'll probably give her another minute here and then get some more subs in.
There's an over and back violation on Prairie. Turnover number 10. With 4:14 to play. Guy and Kinnerman, Dighton, Donner, and Wise in there for the Jayhawks. Donner, a couple jab steps. Comes left, takes it right free throw line. Cross court to Wise, steps in. Back out to Guy, left corner three, no. Jefferson one for the night from three-point land. And see if Prairie takes some time off the clock here.
Yeah, that's something that I'm sure Coach will want him to do right now.
3:46 to play, and Prairie working the perimeter here. Usher comes right off the ball screen, takes it right elbow, and the pass out of bounds. Get 52-22. Josh Bentley also still coaching.
Yep. It's important. You got to play smart here coming down the stretch. They're going to have a lot of tough games coming up.
Wise off the clear out, drive, shot up, good, but before the shot, I believe. They won't get the continuation.
No, that was a little NBA-ish.
It is two free throws, double bonus though. 10 team fouls on Prairie. And Kylie Wise on the line, can't get the free throw to go.
And right now, Coach Bentley definitely does not want to see fouls. He wants it, you know, he wants his kids to play good fundamental defense and do not stop the clock.
Altenhoffen back in for the Prairie Hawks. Wise with one more, got the friendly roll. Five for Kylie Wise, 52-23. This was a 9-9 game as Prairie throws it away against the pressure.
Yeah, Coach Bentley not very happy right now. Kind of three quick turnovers from Prairie, and that's something you don't want to see right now as you're trying to close the game.
It was a 9-9 game. Prairie went on a 20-0 run. The last minute of the first quarter through the first 6 minutes of the second quarter, and then had another 8-0 run, and that was all she wrote. Donner driving down the right side of the lane, lost it out of bounds. I'm going to say it's a Jefferson ball. 2:57 to play. Looking Wise. Sand has to get it into Avery Guy. Usher with 19 points and has held Dighton to six, and there's a chance at the three-point play for Avery Guy.
Yeah, another foul by Prairie. Again, don't want to stop the clock. You got 2:49 left.
Guy with a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play as Cook will come out along with Schmidt. Wagamaster back in for the Prairie Hawks. Free throw on the way is no good, and a tied ball on the rebound. There's Kinnerman again.
She is everywhere.
And we're going to get a Jayhawk timeout. Final one of the night. It'll be a full timeout. We'll take a 30. 2:48 to play in the game. It's Prairie 52 and Jefferson 25. We'll take a 30-second break and come back to the Prairie Gym after this on KGYM. Oh, sure, yeah. 2:48 to play, and we'll keep it right here, Steve, for this one. As Prairie and Jefferson, we thought it would be a much closer game, but one team had the good fortune tonight, the other one just could not. Really, nothing went right for Jefferson tonight.
No, and credit Prairie again for that. And two games in a row we've gotten to see of them, and kind of mirror image of both those games of coming out strong and causing turnovers and scoring the ball and getting people involved. So this bodes well for Prairie early on, and playing 10 or 11 kids all the time is going to bode well for them as well. Jefferson will get better. They're just not, it's just one of those nights, but they're a good team, and you're going to see some more wins for sure from Jefferson.
Kick out top. Here's Donner, a high arching three off the back heel, and Wagamaster again with a rebound. Like how she blocks out, and she jumps well.
She does.
Going one-on-one, runner can't get it to go for Wagamaster. And the rebound to Dighton. 52-25, 2:25 to play. No-look pass cross-court, and easy interception by Usher. And Prairie's going to get some new folks in, and we're going to have an offensive foul, I think, on Prairie. Or did we? Or
I think he called an offensive foul, and I don't know if it was on Usher or who they. Maybe it's a missed it. I saw we had five new kids coming in for Prairie and kind of blocked our view.
It was a violation. We're going to go with that.
That sounds good.
Maggie Lampe is in for the Prairie Hawks as Prairie comes up with a steal. Cook on the takeaway, but can't finish with the right hand. Comes down, though, to the Prairie Hawks. From the corner, three-pointer short by Jordan Sanders. And this will be a foul with a minute 55 to go. And the foul will be on Taryn Shreves. Hannah Stiebel, is also in the game for Prairie.
Yeah, her sister's a freshman playing on the JV team. Is a nice young player, too, coming up.
Emily Oler on the free throw line for two and misses the first. Minute 55 to play, 52-25. And make it 52-26. So scores doubled up right now for Prairie. Cook is in there, Lampe, Sanders, Stiebel for the Hawks along with Shreves. That's the five in there. Prairie working the offense. Lampe in the ball fake. Starting to drive. Who's going to take the shot? Cook lost her footing but kept it alive.
This group's doing a nice job too, moving the ball around.
Minute 30 to play. A loose ball. Older sisters dive for it. We're going to have a jump ball and it will go to Prairie. As the Jayhawks will bring in Thurman. For Guy. Minute 23 left to go. And Lampe going to get called for a high dribble. We've got a little sloppy here in the last minute or two.
Yeah, that last 3.5 minutes has been more turnovers than you want to see and more unforced turnovers.
...52-26, minute 10 to play. Bank shot no good, and we got a travel. So it'll stay with Jefferson. And it will stay with the Jayhawks. Stop and go dribble. Donner takes it inside. Can't get the bank shot to go. Put back good. It'll count the foul.
Donner did a nice job making something happen. Got a rebound back. Making a three-point play out of this.
Maggie Lampe picks up her first foul.
The thing I like, Scott, there's no quit in Jefferson right now the whole night. Even though the score's not what they want, they're coming out aggressive and everybody's helping each other and good attitude. So that's a good sign. That's a good sign.
Yeah, it is. 52-29 with 57 seconds to play. Lampe holds it up top to Sanders. Driving a kick out, three-pointer up, good by Hannah Stiebel. Come on, I see a little smile.
Yeah, oh yeah, she didn't want to look too excited, but she is, that's good. That's a good shot for her.
55-29, pass cross court, tipped out of bounds by Jordan Sanders.
You know, this is time where kids are getting a little more time than maybe they typically haven't, and you want them to shoot their shots. If that's your shot, take it, they can do it.
Absolutely, inbounds pass, tip stolen by Cook. Cook going one-on-one and finishes with the right hand.
Nice heady play by Cook. Just a tremendous athlete here at Prairie.
Five for Cook. Here's the shot no good by O'Brien, who's just checked in. And she's going to go to the free throw line. That foul will be on Hannah Stiebrel. So Emily O'Brien to the free throw line for Jefferson. And the first one short, no good. One more for the left-hander. 5'8 senior for the Jayhawks. Puts it up and can't get it to go. Rebounded by Prairie. 20 seconds to play. We'll talk to Josh Bentley coming up after the game. As Prairie is going to go to 3-2, and they'll get their first conference win. As the ball goes out of bounds, it'll go over to Jefferson.
Well, last year, their season ended at Jefferson. Played them, first or second round in tournament play. So
that's right.
This is probably one that was on their mind a little bit.
11 seconds to play. Here goes Donner. Baseline in all the way. The wraparound reverse is good. 3 seconds to play, 57-31. Half court shot, no good, and that's the ball game. Prairie gets their first conference win tonight as the Hawks win it going away, 57-31 over Cedar Rapids Jefferson. And Steve and I will come back with a post-game show and wrap things up for Prairie. We'll do it after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball here on KGYM.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
How much time do we have?
Back with you here at Prairie.
Called it right on the nose.
You were good, Steve. 57-31 as the Prairie Hawks win it over the Jefferson Jayhawks here tonight. Scott Unash, Steve Dozier with you as Prairie goes to 3-2 now in the year and 1-2 in the MVC. Jefferson, first conference loss. They dropped to 2-1 in the league and 3-3 overall. 9-9 game, and after that it was all Prairie in this one, and Jayhawks just didn't shoot it well. Prairie did. Prairie executed well. Got to give the Hawks kudos in this one tonight.
Yeah, tonight was all the Hawks offensively and defensively, and like you said, it was 9-9, and the next thing you know, it's a 20-0 run, and that was it. That was it, and all the credit goes to Prairie Hawks tonight.
Prairie with good performances from Olivia Usher, Mackenzie Stauffer. Jenna Wagamaster was terrific. Bench was very good. 15 points, lots of rebounds, and just up and down the line. You can give a lot of credit to this Prairie team.
Well, and the ones that came in, Scott, all contributed. It wasn't just filling time. They any of those kids could start. It's top, rotation. Any of them could start, so... they're working well together and making things happen when they come in.
We'll give you the final scoring as we have it in this one tonight for the victorious Prairie Hawks. They were led by Olivia Usher, 19 points for the 5'9 senior headed to Kirkwood next year. And, boy, she was just terrific. And not to mention very good defensively tonight as well. So 19 for Olivia Usher, 6 points apiece for Jenna Wagamaster, and also 6 points for Mackenzie Stauffer. Lindsay Altenhoffen had 6 points. Lauren Cook had 5 points off the bench for Prairie. Also for the Hawks, Sarah Schmidt with three. Maddie Adams had three, and Hannah Steberl with three. Hallie Person with four tonight for Prairie, and their total of 55. For the Jefferson Jayhawks, led by Kaylee Donner off the bench with 7 points tonight. Kennedy Dighton held to 6 points tonight. Olivia Usher, as good as she played offensively, you may have to give her more credit on the defensive side of the court tonight. 6 points as well for Avery Guy. Kylie Wise had five. Sparkle Melton had three. Sam Kitterman three. And Emily Oler with a free throw for one. Turnovers, 19 in the game unofficially for Jefferson. Prairie at 16, but a lot of those came late. The bench scoring in this one, Prairie with the advantage of 15 to 10. And we'll get shooting and free throw shooting and the overall shooting coming up for you here in just a little bit. And I'll let you go over your rebounding totals.
Well, tonight, again, Prairie was the aggressor and it also showed on the rebounding end. Prairie had a total of 38 rebounds to Jefferson's 25, 31 defensive and 7 offensive. And Jefferson had 17 defensive and 8 offensive. So, you know, obviously with the rebounding margin, that also played into the final results. And it's rebounding stats don't surprise me because their aggressiveness was key tonight for Prairie on both ends of the floor. And again, credit goes to Prairie and Olivia Usher. I mean, if he would have told me, Scott, Dighton's only going to have six, I would have said she must be hurt or she must have not played or something. And so tremendous job defensive. And that's two games in a row for Olivia where she held their best players to struggle and have low scoring output.
Another final score. City High struggled tonight but beat Wallert 67-61 down in Iowa City. As there's no off night in this league.
No, there's not. And if you would have told me that score, I would have said it would have been at Wallert for sure. But that surprises me.
But they do hang on and get the victory. Also girls basketball tonight. North Scott upset Davenport North 59-56.
Susan Orvis was telling me North Scott is the team to watch this year in their area. So that according to Susan, that's probably they're not going to surprise too many people.
Going to get a word from head coach Josh Bentley here, who was kidding around before the game saying that we are going on the payroll if they come away with another win tonight. So I guess we got to talk to Rocky, huh?
Yeah, we got to figure out your guys' wages, what you work for, because when you two sit here, we play well. So we appreciate you guys out here, and it's our lucky charm right now.
Boy, it was 9-9, and you look up next time, and it's 29-9. Offense, the defense, everything was ticking during that 20-0 run.
Yeah. We hit that big shot at the end of the first quarter. Alton often came off that and hit that bank. And I think the girls kind of fed off that coming out of the quarter break. We locked down defensively a little better. We lost some people there in that first quarter. Hit some shots, made some stops. I think first quarter they were in at 9-9. They got a few extra baskets on us as far as second chance opportunities.
Olivia Usher was outstanding again. Not only 19 points, but then really? Shut down Kennedy Dighton, as good as we've seen anybody take care of Jefferson's terrific player.
Well, I didn't know 19 points. Well done for her. Defensively, what I've been watching with her, that's been her biggest stride she's made this year. She's really locked in. She's taken a lot of pride in guarding the team's best player for the other team. Dighton's a heck of a player. She does some nice things. She had 45 boards coming in. She's averaging 14 points. She's inside, outside. Usher did a nice job. Take nothing away from Kennedy. She's a good ball player. But, yeah, Olivia was on tonight, locked in.
Well, and I think this year she's been mentally locked in. I'm seeing more of that mental locked in for her offensively. And like we talked about, it's defensively. She, you know, with Chloe Rice, you know, same deal. And I just like to see – it's nice to see her mentally locked in right now. And that seems to – kids seem to feed off that.
Yeah, we're just talking about staying consistent, staying focused. And she's a senior. It's her last go-around, and they're setting the mark. And she's leading by example right now, and that's big.
It's good
big
to see.
Mackenzie Stauffer, too. Boy, if you can get post moves and post play from her like that, and then she steps out, tries the three, she can hit those threes. Boy, that's going to help things out tremendously.
Yeah, we're finally seeing it. I know Coach Dozer probably worked on it for years with her as well, so we're reaping the rewards there. Yeah, that left hook that she had tonight and then came back into the right. She's getting to the line. Really coming around. Again, another senior, Lindsay Altanoff, and another senior stuck it out, kept fighting. You know, you've got Maddie Adams in there, Taylor Monk. Those seniors are doing a lot of good things for us right now and leading by example and leading by doing the little things.
You're getting scoring from your bench, too, and that's nice to see. You tonight, what was it, Scott? How many?
15.
15 points off the bench, and you're getting some really good scoring from your bench, and it looks like you could really start any of those 8 or 9 kids you're playing. So that's kudos to your team and how much depth and scoring depth you have.
Yeah, they've bought into it. That was one thing we talked about at the end of last season, having to develop a bench and being able to trust the girls. And they stepped up for us last few games here. And in practice, they're starting to make each other better by practicing harder. So that's a huge asset to us. It makes me look a lot smarter.
Three straight terrific games. Unfortunately, the one against Cedar Falls, you fell a little bit short. But you played well, so you got to keep it going, and you probably want to play again tomorrow.
We'd like to, but we got a couple things to work on. We'll get back in the gym and focus on some things we got to do better and just keep improving. Climbing the mountain, we say. Stay consistent.
All right, well, we'll let you talk to Jeff, and congratulations, Josh. Good job.
Congratulations.
All right, I'll talk to Rock, guys. Thanks again. Appreciate it.
Josh Bentley, head coach of the Prairie Hawks, on the win tonight as they get it 57-31. Over Cedar Rapids Jefferson. Just a terrific performance by this Prairie team tonight.
It was on both ends of the floor, Scott. Just a terrific performance. And any time you can have depth off the bench that can produce and have production, and he's seeing that now the last three games of some production off the bench as well. So, yeah, just tremendous improvement, tremendous pride, tremendous improvement from Prairie, and great strides. And I think you're going to see them, Scott. They're going to still, they played Iowa City West, and that score didn't go so well, but they came back and hit their next three. So that's a sign of maturity. And like he said, the seniors are leading the run here.
Yeah, and aside from that game, it's been terrific outings for Prairie. You take a look at the Hawks. We saw them against Muscatine. The big loss against Iowa City West, where things kind of spiraled away quickly. Ask Jefferson about that tonight. Cedar Falls, a two-point loss to a very good Cedar Falls team. Knocked off fourth-rated Marion and get a win over a good Jefferson team tonight.
Well, in Jefferson, it's not going to get any easier. They have City High coming up, and they also have Xavier and Iowa City West. So that's not going to get any easier for Jefferson, but you're going to see a better team next time for Jefferson. It's just one of those nights that they just couldn't get it going.
And we'll see Jefferson coming up a week from Friday when they go over to Xavier. To take on the Saints, and that one will be on December the 18th. And, terrific night for Prairie, and anytime, as far as Jefferson is concerned, Kirk Ferentz says it best, you just flush this thing. You got 24 hours to think about it, and you move on. And, much as Prairie would like to play again, I think Jefferson would like to play tomorrow, too, just to get this bad taste out of their mouth.
Yeah, if they played again tomorrow, it'd be different. I mean, it's just one of those nights, and they are a good matchup, And Coach Edwards, I mean, there's not a more positive guy around. So he will get them going and get them going in a hurry.
Yep, and they'll start tomorrow with practice and get that thing rolling and get ready for the game coming up on Friday. Doesn't get any easier, as you said. Jefferson has City High coming up, and that will be at the Jayhawk Gym coming up on Friday. Prairie goes to Dubuque, and they will take on Senior coming up on Friday night, and that will be up at the Key City. So, Steve, we'll give you the rest of the week off.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. It's been enjoyable, and it's fun to see good basketball here in our city, which we always have had, and it's going to be a competitive year.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And it's going to wrap things up here tonight from the Prairie Gym. Thanks to Rocky Bennett and all his staff here for helping us out here on KGYM. Big thanks as well to all our sports-minded boosters. Thanks to everybody for tuning in. Thanks to Sam Kinsley and Zach Johnson back in the studio for their help. as well. For Steve Dozer, Scott Unash saying so long. Final score of this Mississippi Valley Conference girls game tonight. It was Cedar Rapids Prairie over the Jefferson Jayhawks this evening. Final score, Prairie 57 and Jefferson 31. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM. Stay tuned. The Cyclone Call-In Show coming up in its entirety on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Listeners, you will get ESPN radio programming. So long from Prairie High School.
When you're looking for your sports fix, listen right here. We're KGYM, the gym.